How did you go about cleaning? I guess the women did that most of the time.
Well, they had to.
Did it take a long time?
Yeah, it took a long time and had pretty crude things to work with. When we scrub the floor, we didn't have carpets on the floors, and it was just wooden floors. And have a take shucks off of the corn. If you ever seen corn with a shuck on, and they'd wet them and pull them through holes in a piece of wood about this long, enough for two rolls of the shuck paper just twisted, and that was the mop. I never saw a ready-made mop for a long time. Then you'd have to scrub the floors and then arrange it till you got it.
Because it was like wooden floors, slide floors. How much did you have to do then?
Well,
is that the kind of thing you had to do every day?
Well, we didn't do it every day.
Did people spend, I guess ladies must have had to spend a lot of time washing clothes and things.
Oh, yeah, we
had. How did you do that?
You know, one many people, back as far as I can remember, one many people had wells in their at their house to get the water out of them. They'd build close to a spring and carry the water in buckets to the house, what they had to use, but they'd have their wash place at the spring. They'd have the tubs and they'd boil the clothes instead of, didn't have hot water, you know, except they'd boil it.
They put
the white clothes,
in a big pot.
The cotton clothes, in a big pot and boil them. Then they'd have to rinse them in tubs, and usually the tubs were wooden tubs, kind of like a wooden barrels hauled into or something, two or three times to get the soap and everything.
What was the bucket made of? Were buckets usually wooden, or were buckets usually metal?
Well, mostly wooden.
Mostly wood.
Then.
Was there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, it's the same thing.
Then you'd have to, the people scrub their water buckets lots, you know, they're made out of wood, and they'd get soil and scrub them.
You were saying about houses having two floors. Do they often have?
What?
Did they start to have two stories after the log cabin sometimes?
Well, some people did. Uh-huh. There's several people that had two stories.
It wasn't very common, though.
No, not common at all. Just one here and the other back.
You were saying after the log cabins, maybe a little later than that, people might build houses. Were there any kind of, you had your house. You said sometimes there was a kitchen and a big house. Were there ever any other little buildings around?
Well, they'd have some buildings when they had the corn, the corn raised in the field. Mm-hmm. They had a building they called the crib to put the corn in. Mm-hmm. And they'd have barns for the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's outbuildings too that a smoke house, they'd call it, where they stored the meat.
Oh, I see. Did that preserve the meat, smoking it?
You'd have to keep it packed down in salt a while. And then about 6 weeks, you'd take it out and cure it.
Uh-huh.
And then it was all right.
Oh, I see.
But they wouldn't have a place in the house to keep it, so they'd
kept it. So there were like barns and to keep animals and tools and things like that, and cribs for the corn.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.